Welcome to One Oak Grove Cast. I'm speaking to Chris Cooling. How are you, Chris Cooling?
It's that famous song that brings us back to the 70s.
The 1870s, that is. my name is Mark Giacoma.
And my name is Chris Cooling.
It is. And this is all about a little house. This is going to be part of the Nelly Palooza. Voted for by the fans. We've had dozens of votes.
Dozens, I say.
I thought that was actually a fun little experiment. I don't know how you felt about it. Who did you vote for, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I thought it would have been I think I did vote for Nelly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I voted for Albert. See, I couldn't even...
Nelly's more fun.
No, Nelly is more fun. But I'm a big Albert fan because I followed his career into Little House. I mean, Whiz Kids and other things. But nonetheless, I'm happy that Nelly won. And now we can do this episode, what is this episode? What's the exact title? I'm sorry.
The title is The Music Box, or just Music Box.
The Music Box of Horror.
Yes. Well, so the last time we would have visited our audience, we would have been talking about we would have talked about Bunny, right?
Yes.
So
Bunny will be released by the time this gets released.
Right.
Well, actually, you know what? Maybe I should release Bunny after this because we are talking about the Nelly Palooza now.
Bunny comes sequentially, though, before the Music Box, about 17 episodes earlier. So this one would have aired March of 1977, same season as Bunny, just a little bit later in the season.
But Nelly was still, you know, a complete monster, so.
Oh, yeah.
I might have to swap those. As a matter of fact, did you catch my little mess up where I released the artwork for Bunny?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
So the artwork's out there, and, you know, I couldn't believe it. Within 15 minutes of posting it, I got maybe a dozen people reached out to me saying it was, you know, the wrong file. And I'm like, you mean there's that many people listening to this show, like, right away? I was really happy about that, but also very embarrassed. So at 12 o'clock at night, everything was off already. So I just grabbed my phone. I actually did everything from my phone to swap it out. And, sorry about that, people. Yeah, because WordPress can do pretty much everything from your phone.
And, that's cool.
It's a little bit more, like, you don't have as much control over a lot, but you can get her done. Get her done! So
we're with our key characters, with our core characters of Little House. There's no Doc Baker, there's no Reverend Alden in this one, there's not even a Miss Beetle.
You know, that's a good point.
Everybody had the week off.
I didn't notice that until you just brought that up.
So there's no extraneous scenes. We have...
We barely have Harriet.
We really have one story. There's not even a B story.
Well, I think you have this... Well, yeah, you know what? It blends all together very well.
It's all the same stuttering.
Yeah. And you have the music box breaking. Smash. So I say we jump right into some of these clips, man. Now, I grabbed a few clips. I have your clips here, too. I'm going to basically play what Laura sounds like when she does not get a gift that she expects. And, you know, this... I have a little bit of a story that's similar to this. I'm like, you know what, Chris? You know, let's try to do a short episode this time. And here I go. I'm starting with one of my stories. So I apologize in advance. You know, we have the Cub Scouts. So every year we have a holiday thing for Christmas and Hanukkah. And what we do is we purchase a gift, and it's a swap. Your kid picks out a number. That number is randomly assigned to the gifts that everybody bought. Everybody gets a gift, and nobody knows what they're getting. You know, it's that type of thing. Yankee swap, I think it could be called. It's not really a Yankee swap. I think that means you could swap them. But this is essentially just, I don't even know what you would call it. Some type of Secret Santa without anybody knowing what they're getting to begin with. I bought a book. I bought a really cool dictionary about Marvel and DC characters. And the kid Yeah. It was, you know, Amazon sometimes has like crazy sales. And they had these books that were normally like $22 each for $10 each. And $20 was the limit, which I think is a little bit high for a bunch of 8-year-olds to get an extra gift. But nonetheless, I just said, $20, fine. And I got both books. And the kid opened it up and started crying because there were books. And I just felt like complete crap. Like, I just felt like, I don't know. But at the same time, you know, my son said that I shouldn't feel bad. Because not only is the kid an idiot, but those are amazing books. You know, like, my kid is, like, super, like, wonderful. And he's like, those are great books, because he had them.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, even nowadays we kind of goof on him for crying because he didn't get some cheap G.I. Joe figure or something.
Mm, I got the Marvel Encyclopedia as a gift once.
Yeah? There's a bunch of them out there.
Very great.
I mean, it's... They're usually, like, you know, really, really well done, and the paper is always nice and heavy, and and these were great. It was a great deal. Anyway, here's what it sounds like when you do something like that.
Your dress.
Why don't you just open it?
Okay. It's a dictionary. Thank you, Pa. I needed a dictionary.
I thought it was about time you had one.
Mary can use it, too.
And me when I get bigger.
Hey, it's the latest edition. It's got all the new words. Even got a science section in there, too. Hey, you know, there's a whole map of the sky in the back there. You can find the Big Dipper with it.
Beautiful.
So she's giving a good face on, but at the same time, she wanted a dress or a doll that she had seen in the beginning of the episode.
Yes.
Right
after this, we see she's still pining after the dolls and so forth in the store window.
And I was thinking how strange it must be to wish that you could have this anything that's behind the glass when you're biggest enemy is the person whose parents own the store, and she could have anything that's in there. So that's got to be just a very defeatist feeling, I guess. I'm just reading into it. But yeah, here it is where we get a new character. Not really totally. Doesn't she appear every once in a while?
I don't think so. I think this is the only episode
she was in.
However, she does remind you very much so of other characters, okay, such as the girl that had the different length legs.
Yes.
And Pa made the little lift on one shoe for her.
Yep.
Her orthopedic shoe, and so she's reminiscent of other characters we've seen.
Yeah, that was the girl who was on Escape to Witch Mountain or Escape from Witch Mountain.
Oh, that's right.
But here we go.
Aren't they beautiful? If I had a choice, I don't know which one I'd take. What would you take?
I think I'd like the doll.
Take your time.
Because then it would be almost like having a sister, like you do. You know what I'd name her?
What?
I'd call her Laura. Because you're so nice to me.
We're friends, aren't we?
How weird. That's a creepy comment to make. I'm going to name this doll after you. So, who comes into the scene almost immediately? And you know what else? Obviously, this girl has a speech impediment. And she's just the cutest little girl. And it's just... Later on, we get to see her just humiliated, and it's...
Yeah, she looks very similar to Kim Richards, too, which is what
sounds,
you're saying.
And sounds, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
She has
so
that
no
same
wonder...
raspy voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange. She even has the same kind of haircut. I bet they're cousins. All right, but here's the introduction of Nelly Palooza right here.
Laura, you're going up to my room to play. Want to come?
No, thanks.
But I'm starting a club. We're having the very first meeting right now.
What kind of club?
A secret club. No boys can be in it, and only girls who are my very best friends.
Then why'd you invite me?
Do you want to come or not?
No, thanks. I'd rather play with Anna.
Well, she can come, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nellie. Oh, please, Laura. Let's go.
All right. Biggest mistake you'll ever make. Now, wasn't it also a very similar scenario with the girl going up to her room? With the other girl? In the other, another episode, I mean.
I'd have to rewatch that other episode, probably.
I'm thinking that... I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to do a little research on that a little bit later. So, they go up to the club...
So Nelly starts a club.
Yeah, very exclusive to be in this club.
This chapter of the Female Boy Haters Club will now come to order.
Exactly. So Laura's looking, the first thing she's really in love with is this beautiful little music box. And
small enough to fit in your pocket.
Right, she's enamored with it. And it's a lovely little music box. And here's, basically, things have to come to order. Sometimes you just have to yell at everyone and to get their attention. So let's see what Nellie has to say.
I want it quiet. Mm. All right, everybody gather around. Now, the first meeting of the club will now come to order. As soon as I've called roll, I'll decide who's going to be vice president.
Well, don't you have to have a president first?
All the meetings will be held in my house. I'll be president. You can be vice president.
Why don't you let Anna be vice president?
She can't be in the club.
Why not?
You not.
Nellie, dear. Oh, here. I have some punch and some sandwiches made for everybody. So come on downstairs.
So, of course, she's humiliated right away. I don't know. I always felt like, kids who stutter and have issues like this, you just have to... It's such an easy target.
Mm.
Like, and that's the best you can do, really? Come on.
And we see that Nelly has restocked after destroying all of her toys and everything. In the last episode, we saw Bunny. Her room is again full of trinkets and dollhouses and little dioramas and all sorts of things.
Yeah, she's living the life, you know? So... All right, so Laura decides that this music box is too beautiful to leave behind. So her pa must not have reminded her not to do the right thing and to not steal things or take things that don't belong to them. So she takes the music box, which is really not very Laura. It's not very Ingalls. And it's pretty... I mean, you could see she's completely enamored with this thing. She gets it home, she runs right up to the loft, and she's looking at it, and she's in love with it. And a wind goes, comes by, basically slamming the shutter. And she slams down the music box, thinking that somebody's coming in. Unfortunately, she slammed it just a little too hard. And... we're going to hear what it sounds like here. She picks it up, dusts it off, thinking, it'll be fine. but it's not. And she actually opens it again to listen to it as though, like, opening and closing it is going to fix it. So,
and it's even worse.
It's even worse. So Laura's completely guilty. She's goes in the house, and they're all saying, "Laura, what's wrong?" And did she ask at this point about jail? I forget.
A little bit later on.
Oh, that is a little bit later. Okay.
We start getting some of those great demented Laura dreams.
Yeah, you get that, like, you know, that Brady Bunch dream effect, which is ever so classic for the 1970s. And here it is. Moms have never played ball in the house. We have Laura, who's just completely filthy, and her hair is, like, all disgusting, and she's on trial because she broke her music box.
Order! Order in the court! Has the jury reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
And how do you find?
We find Laura Ingalls guilty of stealing a music box.
So be it. Laura Ingalls, you have been found guilty of this horrible crime. I sentence you to 100 years of school, where you shall write, "I will not steal," 10 million times.
No, please! I didn't mean it!
She wakes up from the dream screaming. I thought it would be funny if it was Reverend Alden as the judge.
No, he had the week off.
No, but it would have been kind of funny, you know? It's like, probably, in her eyes, the worst person to, you know, have to stand in front of and say that you stole, right?
Yeah. No, we got character actor Fred Stuthman as the judge.
What is he from? Do I know him from anything?
He's
else?
A character actor. So the most recognizable thing that I can remember was he had a minor role, recurring role in Lou Grant, which is way back there.
Yeah.
But of the same era. I mean, I think it was on the same year. And Hello, Larry. He was possibly Larry's dad, I think. That's one of those shows. That's one of those forgotten TV shows I need to cover. But Hello, Larry. And then a bunch of roles here and there.
You know, there's this cool podcast I came across called Forgotten TV, actually. You should really check it out.
You should.
But actually, we should have introduced you in the beginning with, you know, mentioning Forgotten TV. Chris has a podcast called Forgotten TV. You can find him at forgotten.tv. And, you know, what would you say in so many words what your show is about? It's all in the title, almost.
Well, we cover TV from the 70s and 80s with a focus on short-lived TV shows, TV pilots, and made-for-TV movies.
And if you like this show, you'll definitely like his show. You know, there's no doubt about it. I listen to it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Right now I'm in the middle of a series of about 4 episodes about 70s superheroes. But it's definitely not going to be, you know, the superhero show or the science fiction show. Mm-hmm. I'll cover a number of different things. And Hello, Larry is probably on the list. Had a great theme song. And you know, had McLean Stevenson, which is unfortunate. He never had a bigger success than his role in MASH. But yeah, so.
Yeah, definitely check him out.
Check it out.
We'll put a link to it in the show notes, of course. So The next day, Laura goes to school, of course, and runs into Miss Nellie Olson. And I would say that Laura's still being sassy to her, even though she stole and broke her music box. So I thought that was a little bit strange. But here, listen to this little conversation they have.
Want a gumdrop?
Thanks!
The club's eating lunch together today. Will you be there?
I'm still thinking it over. I'll be there. I'll be in the club.
You can't be in the club until you learn how to talk.
She's doing the best she can.
Are you going to be in the club?
I wouldn't be in your club for all the gumdrops in your father's store now. Leave us alone.
Oh.
Come on, don't pay any attention to her.
A chicken can squawk and a butterfly can flutter. But Anna can't talk. All she can do is stutter.
Nellie Olson, you get in this house right now and get the strap ready. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I didn't do anything. I was just standing here.
You get in there.
Ah, Nels. I love Nels. Should have Nels Palooza.
Yeah, we had great Nels scenes in this episode.
Yeah, this is when, you know, he puts his foot down, you know.
Yeah, one of the five times.
But, you know, that's more than I'd say Pa did. Right? Pa's never as aggressive as Nels. You never hear about him whipping the girls. I don't recall him ever saying, go get the strap.
There was one time with Albert.
Yeah? I don't remember that.
I'd have to find it and pull it up, but I only remember that once because Albert did something unusual and he felt that he needed to be punished. But and I could be remembering it incorrectly, but that's my recollection anyway.
Well, if you're listening to this podcast and you know what Chris is talking about, shoot us an email. So here we go with Laura basically getting caught. Things are about to fall apart.
Yep.
In this poor girl's life. Oh my god,
that's my music box. You took it from my room.
I did not. It's mine.
It is not.
It is so. My pa bought it for me.
He did not. There were only two. One I got and the other still in the store.
He got it for me when he was away on a trip.
He did not. You stole it.
I didn't.
Let's go ask him right now.
He's not home.
Your ma'll know.
Wait, Nellie. It's yours. I took it. I'm sorry. I was trying to fix it. I was gonna give it back.
That's a lie. I'm telling your mother.
Please don't tell. Please. I'll do anything you say. Oh. Anything.
Anything? You'll do anything I say? You'll be in the club. You'll do anything I say. If you ever change your mind, I'll tell. Good. You're lucky I like you. Stealing's a crime. I could have you put in jail.
I promise. I'll do anything you say.
Hey, girls. What you doing?
Nothing. We were just listening to Nellie's music box.
Oh, it's your music box now, Laura. Remember? I gave it to you for your birthday.
That's awful nice of you, Nellie. I'm happy to see you two girls getting along for a change.
Oh, yes, we're going to be best friends from now on.
That's a deal with the devil, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yeah.
That is her second big mistake of the episode.
Yep, that's going to be held over her until it is revealed.
Now, there is another nightmare. There's, I think, a total of three nightmares.
Yeah, she has two more dreams.
Thing is that, you know, they're very heavily visual. So I'm really going to kind of skip them. They're really just kind of feeding into her fears and annoying Mary because she tends to have, I guess, what can be compared to as a night terror. she wakes up screaming.
Yeah, and all of a sudden there's magically a tree outside the window.
Was there?
Yeah, there's no tree outside the little house in the front.
Nowhere near the scene,
the tree is beating against the glass.
That's really funny, actually. That's a great observation. I love that kind of thing. It's like in the Brady Bunch, where at some point every single bedroom overlooked the backyard, but it's kind of physically impossible. You know?
Yeah.
So, let's see. There are rules that need to be applied to every club, as we know. And we're going to learn about some of these rules right now.
I'll decide who's going to be it, and as president of the club, I don't have to be it.
I won!
Laura! Mary! We're going to play hide-and-go-seek!
No thanks, Nellie.
Suit yourself. Come on, Laura. Laura, my friend, I want you to be it.
All right.
Laura!
I'll play with you right after school, Anna. I promise.
Laura, my friend, we're ready.
I gotta go.
Reminds me a little bit of Lake Kizia. Basically, just, gotta just do this. The slave factor. And why is Nelly so into Laura all of a sudden? Like, what's the deal with that?
It's
country girls.
Yeah, well, it's just an expression of her ability to hold something over Laura.
No, but even before this, I was, you know, be in my club, and it's like she doesn't care if anyone else is in the club. She doesn't care for Mary.
Yeah, that was a little, yeah.
Mary's about her age, and, you know, she just...
Right.
So here we go. We have
ultimately it's going to be to have another opportunity to belittle Anna in front of everyone.
But first Pa gets involved before they have an opportunity to have that come to fruition.
Well, it doesn't sound like nothing to me. Come on, what's going on?
Laura and her new friend Nellie were being mean to Anna.
I didn't do anything mean to her.
Anna thought you were her best friend, and then you hurt her just like all the others. You made her cry. And don't try to lie, I was there.
I didn't mean to make her cry. I just wanted to play with Nellie today, that's all.
But you did promise Anna.
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so? Now either you did or you didn't.
Yes.
But Laura, Anna's kind of a special friend of yours. I don't see why you can't have Nellie and Anna both as friends.
Because the club doesn't want Anna because she stutters.
Is that true?
Yes.
I can't hear you. Is that true?
Yes.
I'm surprised you want to be in a club like that. It doesn't sound very good to me.
Well, all of my friends are in it.
Not Anna.
Your sister's right. I want you to go in town tomorrow and tell Nellie you can't be in the club unless Anna can be in it too.
And that's that. That's just the way it is. And Pa's really involved in this one. Mary's a little bit mouthy, you know. She's flat out throwing her under, not really under the bus, but a little tattletale right there. She could have sugarcoated it a little. So here we learn that Anna needs to be in the club. And I think this is where the darker aspect of the show begins.
My pa says I have to quit the club unless Anna can be in it.
He can't make us let her in.
No, but he can make me quit.
You'd better talk to him, or I will.
I already did. I tried. Please don't tell about the music box.
You'd better talk to him again.
He won't change his mind. I know he won't. Please don't tell.
No, maybe he's right.
About what?
Maybe we should let her in the club.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it. After all, she's your friend, too. Let's go tell her right now.
Okay.
Ugh. All of these deals. It's getting worse and worse.
Oh, boy.
So... what happens? They get up there, and there's a new test that you need to pass in order to be a part of this club.
And what's the secret password?
Yes. So let's listen in as this beautiful little girl is creates a memory that she'll never forget.
Because it's a good club.
She asked her, why do you want to be in this club?
And you are all my friends.
And who are your friends?
The club members.
And who makes the rules of the club?
The president. And the vice president.
Good. Now, one more thing. You have to read the secret password. Read what's on there.
This isn't a password.
I say it is. Now read it.
Peter? Piper? Picked? A peck?
No, you have to say it fast!
Peppers.
Go on, spit it out. Spit it out.
Peppers.
I can't understand you.
Oh, I gotta just stop it. It's heart-wrenching.
It goes on. Yeah.
It goes on for a very long time, and you really see Nelly as just an evil bitch. Like, there's no doubt about it. I mean, she, as an actress, Alison Arngrim, is incredible for pulling this off.
Mm.
I mean, I can't think of a child who evokes so much emotion, right? I mean, there are a few roles like this that exist.
The roles of Nelly you're referring to.
Yeah, like, how is it that a child is the hated one? You never hate the child. It's such a technically complex role. And to turn her around and actually make her even a little bit likable towards the end of the series, it's remarkable.
Yeah, and the performance by the actress that played Anna was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she really turned on the tears, and you could tell she was she was affected by the situation. Katie Kurtzman was the actress, and she would return the next season and actually play a young Carolyn Ingalls.
Oh, really?
In the episode I Remember.
Huh? You know what's funny? You pointed out, now that makes sense. Yeah. Like, I kind of remember her on the show. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't. Yeah. Did she do anything else outside of that?
She was one of these character actresses. She was a child actress in different things, appeared on Fantasy Island.
Everybody was,
Wonderful
right?
World of Disney, which was great because that was the era that show was on.
Mm-hmm.
Did the after school specials and so forth, and had a recurring role on Dynasty, but largely stopped acting after the mid-80s.
Now, the audio on this episode is very wacky. I can't say that my clip is any better than yours, but yours came from Amazon, but it's weird. Like, I don't know what's up with this exact episode or, in general, the poor audio of the show. I'm kind of amazed by it. But in this particular clip, this is... I tried several different versions of this episode, and this particular clip is, you just can't hear anything. Even the TV version that I have on my TiVo. Oh, well, this is a TV version, but I'm just amazed at how poor the audio is in this. But here we go. It's Laura basically has run out of lies, I think, and she's caught in the rain, and... Well, I guess let's just listen in.
Got caught in the rain.
Oh, I guess you did.
Let's get you by the fire. Mary, will you get her some dry clothes, please?
Wait a minute, Mary.
I have something I have to say to you. All of you.
You can wait.
No, I can't wait. Last Friday when I was at Nellie's house, I took a music box.
Took it?
She didn't give it to you?
No. I stole it.
Nora.
It was so beautiful. She didn't care about it at all. She just threw it down on the bed. I always wanted something like it so bad. I was gonna bring it back, but I broke it. She caught me with it. I was so scared. I told her I'd do anything she said if she wouldn't tell. If only I'd known what it meant.
She made you do all those things?
I didn't want to tell you because I knew how disappointed you'd be in me. I thought I could figure out a way to make it right by myself.
Well, that's never worked before, Laura. Do we remember the Bible incident? It was selling the tonics. So,
yeah, so I just think the Foley artists were a little heavy on the rain effects and everything in that scene.
Audio is very hit or miss with the show, I think. I'd love to see the entire show restored, but I don't see that ever happening. The HD versions do look a lot better, but they're far from great. So Pa basically says, you're coming in with me tomorrow. Even though it's going to be less than 12 hours from that point, it's no longer raining and it's like bone dry out.
Yeah.
They're going, yeah, you notice that. It's like whenever they're in town, it's always bone dry. As a matter of fact, you'd think they're in the middle of a drought. So what do we have? We have her basically going and talking to Mr. Olson. And here that is this.
And I wanted to give it back. But I broke it. I'll do anything you say to pay for it. I know I was wrong.
Not as wrong as somebody else.
Nellie! Get out here!
Nels, I told Half Pint that whatever the punishment would be, it'd be up to you. Whatever you think's fair.
Well, I can't condone stealing. But I think you've been punished enough.
Thank you, Mr. Olson.
School's not for 15 minutes.
Your friend Laura brought you something.
It's my music box. Laura Ingalls, you stole it out of my room!
Now, don't start. Where do you think you're going?
To school. I'll be late.
Today, you've got a lesson to learn right here at home. You go to your room. Now!
You think you girls ought to get off school now?
Yes, sir.
And on the way up, he grabs a belt with a pretty big buckle.
Get the strap.
Yeah, get the strap.
Well, I want some of that cashmere bouquet toilet soap, though. I mean, that looks interesting.
Oh, is that in the background?
Yeah, along with the baking powder. I just noticed those ads. Dodson baking powder for all your baking powder.
Oh, yeah,
needs.
Yeah. It's weird that, you know, it's
just looking
house.
Up. Those are legit print ads for the time. So, I just looked it up. Cashmere bouquet toilet soap is actually still made.
What about Dodson baking
still available.
Power?
No, I don't know about that. Maybe.
Yeah, I love the stuff in the background. It's always, you know, pretty legitimate. I'm just looking to see if I can.
I don't see it available as any of the current brands, but
that's all right.
It's interesting to see what was sold.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for getting together and doing this episode. The intro to the Nelly Palooza has begun all summer long. Evil awaits. You can find more from Chris Cooling at forgotten.tv.
Yep.
Definitely check out his podcast. You're on iTunes, right?
Sure. iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm using Stitcher more and more lately. I find that their search function makes suggestions of podcasts that are pretty good. And I think that's what's poorly, that's really lacking when it comes to a lot of podcasts. I mean, a lot of podcasts, I don't even know what you call these things. They aggregate, you know, them all together.
Mm-hmm. Directories.
I think it would be really great if somebody created an IMDb of podcasting and really categorized things and really got you to be able to see what's out there.
Maybe
one of these days.
That's definitely one thing that is lacking from the podcast world, is because it's so fractionated. I mean, there's so many different services you can put your content on, mm-hmm. Or just put it on YouTube. But there's no master directory, so to speak, of everything that's available.
Yeah, like for instance, I listen to a podcast that is only on YouTube. And it's a Charlie Chaplin podcast. It's called Modern Times. And it's excellent. It's really, really excellent. It's on the guy's channel's name is his, the channel name is his name, Nigel Drainer. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. If you're a fan of Chaplin, you want to see, you want to learn about the history of Charlie Chaplin, they really cover a lot of great stuff, and it's a wonderful podcast. I think that they would do extremely well if they were to get in on some iTunes action.
Yeah.
So when you're on iTunes, you get into all the other services. Anyway, you can't force people to do something they don't want to do. But again, Chris, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It was a fun time.
Well, it was great to be on.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next time.
Okay.